And that there was someone that helped you yesterday cleaning out your garage, and you want to try to make contact with them?
Yeah, I just think I was maybe overcharged for you know, the price and what they accomplished. So I got their number. You mind if we just call them and try to get to the bottom of this?
Sure.
Maybe I get a rebate or something. And I cleaned out my garage yesterday, and they did not haul everything off because their truck wasn't big enough.
Howdy, brothers. Randy speaking.
Randy, hi. My name is George. I used your service yesterday. You hauled off some junk for me from my garage.
Hold on a second.
Get that thing down there, and you get that punch in the computer system.
All right, hold up, boss. Who's this again?
This is George Dunham. You came out to
my... Oh, yeah, radio boy, huh?
Yeah,
right.
I guess I'm a radio boy.
Man, I tell you what, my dog never leaves that station, y'all. I tell you, y'all got some funny programs.
Well, thank you. That's really nice of you. But I was
and my little daughter, she's always singing y'all's jingle.
Oh, really?
99.5 The Ticket.
Yeah.
Songs you like from Texas.
Yeah. Well, look, I didn't really call to talk radio. I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, boy. That pool done sprung a leak, or that shed need re-leveling? Or
no, none of that.
Love friend come out of the joist? What happened?
What? No, you came out to my place yesterday to haul off some junk, and you remember I called you yesterday and said, hey, I think I have more than a pickup full here. And then you got out there and you had a pickup, and they weren't able to take everything away. But you still charged me even more because they had to take off paint.
All right. Well, first of all, I understand you got a problem with one of my guys, right?
Well, I guess so.
I'm seeing this now. They made a notation on your thing there.
Yeah.
All right. One thing you got to understand is that Cody Trash Removal and Transmission Service, totally different company than Cody Christian Contractors and Asbestos Abatement. Okay. So
okay.
If you're coming after one of my companies, but brothers both own them, but the liability is different. All right.
Okay.
So you're looking for a reimbursement?
Or maybe just, I don't know, swing by with another truck and I got some more stuff for you.
Well, look, boss, I run about four or five crews at a time. I got to know who you had dealing with. Describe the fellow for me. What did he look like? Black, white, Mexican? What was he?
I don't know his name. He was
hey, listen, you got to tell me which one, or I can't tell, you know, I can't talk to the guy.
Well, there was a white guy and a black guy. I don't know. I don't know what their names were.
Well, which one are you talking? Describe the guy. Describe the fella for me that wanted the lead one.
I guess the lead guy, I guess he was a white guy, about 6 foot tall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, black
hair. How old?
Oh, I guess 50s maybe.
50s. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right-handed or left-handed?
I don't know. I didn't see him pitch. He was just, what?
All right, sounds like you're talking about Dylan Cody. All right. He's second cousin to me, and he's a, and he's McKinn. He's a good hard worker. Got his life straightened out. Been good for us. A couple more years. Few troubles fall off his record. Now, what you got a problem with him?
Well, I don't have a problem with him so much as just the service. I didn't really get what I thought I was going to get.
He's written down here on this invoice that you were belligerent and that you attacked him.
Attacked him? And by the way, I didn't even get an invoice.
Yeah, well, he said I got a copy of the invoice right here. I got the pink copy right here. He should give you the yellow copy.
No, I didn't get any copy of any invoice. Pink or yeller.
Well, I'm telling you right now, Dylan Cody and his son, Dylan Jr., good people. Did Dylan Jr. show up, by the way? It was just Terrence and Dylan.
It was just Terrence and Dylan, I guess,
okay.
Senior.
All right. Yeah. That figures. Anyway, listen to me.
Huh.
Dylan says here you are a bad customer, and we are surcharging you an additional $115 for hazardous materials.
No, it was like another 50, and I already paid that.
Boy, listen to me.
What?
Why don't I come down there by myself today? I'll bring a truck.
Uh-huh.
You want me to bring a truck?
Sure.
I'll bring a truck. I'll come down there by myself today with a truck full of whoop-ass, and I'll deliver it to you personally.
No, I don't want to fight you. I just want all my junk removed.
Oh, now you want to fight me. Is that what you just
no,
said?
No, I said I don't.
That's what I heard out of this. That's what I heard out of this. I tell you what, I will fight you. I'm about as country strong as it comes. I'll knock your little golden microphone so far up your ass, you'll be cramping radio for about a year.
I don't want to fight.
That'll get your ratings. You're about the sorriest guy I've ever dealt with, Dunham.
How am I sorry? I've called you and politely talked to you about what happened yesterday. And just
your freaking invoice. It's overdue.
I don't even have an invoice, and I paid the guy up front yesterday.
You got it. I had the guy stuff it in the mailbox. He called me on the cell saying that you was giving him trouble, giving him the business left ways and right ways.
You must be thinking of somebody else. I didn't give him any trouble. I could have, but I didn't.
George Dunham, 1 George Dunham Lane. That's you.
I don't,
address right down here.
I don't live on my own street.
It's not written down here. Tell you what, you stop payment on that check, and I swear to God,
I paid you
that
cash.
The man upstairs is going to stop paying your years on this earth.
God. So many
threats.
That's
a threat. I think I may call the police.
Got one complaint, none, on Dylan or Terrence, and they've both been good workers for us. Yelps got us 5 stars.
Listen, I'm not saying they're bad guys. I'm just telling you about my experience and that I'm due a rebate or something.
You got an alarm clock out there at your house?
Yes.
I want you to set that for noon. That's when I'm heading down your way, and I'm going to have your hat knocked in the creek by about noon 15.
All right. Look, I'll just call somebody else. Don't worry about it.
No. You started this, boy. It's going to be an ass beating. See you at noon.
All right. We'll see you at noon.
Tough guy.
All right. We'll see you.
Bring it on.
Okay. I'll bring it on at noon.
And give us a good review on Yelp.
Yelp? Okay. All right. I'll try my best.
That didn't help.
No. I should have known Randy Cody was behind this.